You know, the temples of, that Solomon built was knocked down and all that. And then God sent Jesus into the world. And guess who became the temple? You and I. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And that's what he's talking about here. That in verse 15, I will listen to every prayer made in this place. This place, the Holy Spirit, the temple of the living God. For I have chosen this temple and set it apart to be my home forever. My eyes and heart will always be there. Once you ask Christ to come into your life, he's at home within your spirit for as long as you're here on this earth. But the greatest thing of, that he was talking about then, and it is for us now, then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, they will seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. I got a little commentary I want to share with you from about forgiveness on that particular scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Forgive me for reading it to you, but I don't want to miss any of the meat that's in here. The situation referred to here is what we call a two-way street. We move in humility and repentance toward God, against whom we have sinned. In turn, God moves towards us with forgiveness and restoration. When we obey God, he will send blessing. And when we disobey God, we have the option of humble repentance. And then blessings can flow again. If our repentance is genuine and not merely a ploy to get back on God's good side, this two-way principle is also at work in our human relationships. When we sin, and sin has damaged our relationship, we can be restored through honest repentance, met with forgiveness. And sometimes both parties must repent and forgive because it's shared. Think about that for a little bit.